Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Switzerland is known for playing a central role in the global financial system. The stance of neutrality has earned it a position of trust in the financial system and the monetary system. So it's no surprise that the Bank of International Settlements is based in Basel, Switzerland. Established in 1930, the BIS is owned by 63 central banks representing countries from around the world that together account for 95% of the world's GDP. Because of the neutral position of the Swiss entity, the BIS is involved in many global initiatives. They host close to 200 meetings a year at their Basel headquarters. Every 8 weeks, the governors of the member central banks meet at this location. The BIS is working hard to understand the global plumbing for central banks, and there's a number of pilot projects aimed at improving the global plumbing for central banks, and in particular relating to the rollout of central bank digital currencies across the globe. From time to time, we see surprising foreign exchange swap activity, emergency liquidity fundings on both a domestic and international basis. Wouldn't it be nice if there was a more efficient and effective means for getting early visibility of these problems before they reach crisis levels? Well, there are at least 25 software projects underway at the BIS, looking at both retail and wholesale plumbing in the financial system and the monetary system. Project Helvetia was focused on the transfer of funds that are specifically central bank digital currencies between central banks. You can think of this as wholesale. The most recent cross-border retail project is called Icebreaker. This would allow you to purchase an item online in another country and have the central bank digital currencies from the two countries involved talk to each other and complete the transaction. There are projects aimed at monitoring digital transactions in real time. Rio is aimed at wholesale transactions, and Project Aurora is aimed at combating money laundering. We definitely want to make sure that criminal activity is more difficult and less profitable than ever. But at the same time, as citizens, we should be worried about the extent of government surveillance over our lives. And that surveillance is coming in multiple different ways. The BIS has a new prototype surveillance system called Project Ellipse. Using the Ellipse framework, supervisors can examine the risk exposure of financial institutions and look up information in real time of borrowers that could represent risk to the financial institution. The decision of which corporate entities to flag is based on a machine learning model, and it's a combination of both structured and unstructured data. The combination of AI and big data techniques has the potential to explode the amount of surveillance that's happening on a global basis. Even now, the tax authorities collecting vast sums of data, which is voluntarily being submitted by the population to the tax authority in exchange for a tax deduction. For example, in the U.S., the IRS collects medical records, and it's been doing so ever since the Obama administration gave the IRS the authority to oversee the Obamacare program. In my mind, the IRS is not a place where we would consider health records to be stored. Well, right now, the Federal Reserve is saying that, legislatively, it is unable to conduct business with anyone other than its member banks. I guess that means we don't need to worry about the U.S. implementing a central bank digital currency, because that is to say they don't have the ability to transact with the public or any private enterprise. But that can also be changed with legislation. It will take a crisis to get the population to accept the pivot onto digital currency. It will look something like a bank failure, and in response to the bank failure, the FDIC may run out of money and the government will warn that additional depositor losses are likely. Would you not prefer to have all of your funds at the central bank where they're safer? You would even get a higher interest rate on your funds. Sounds enticing, doesn't it? Once everything is on the central bank's balance sheet, there's no need for a clearing of transactions between banks. The transaction is merely moving ledgers on the same balance sheet. But what about the euro-dollar system? There are all those U.S. dollars that were loaned into existence outside the United States. Will those dollars be subject to the gravitational pull of the U.S. Federal Reserve? The breadth and depth of the plumbing experiments being conducted by the BIS is showing us that even if individual countries are not publicly promoting their CBDC projects, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes to prepare. The problem with these systems is the extent to which government can now control the flow of currency. They will have the power to freeze bank accounts like never before. What will happen when the funds are completely within the government's possession? Will the tax authority merely reach into your bank account and deduct the taxes they think you owe with no due process? The benefit, of course, is that all this surveillance is necessary to reduce the amount of counterparty risk. There's quite a few projects at the BIS. Project Rosalind is developing prototypes for an application programming interface to distribute retail central bank digital currencies throughout the population. The Bank of England is a major software development partner for the project. They are also quick to issue a disclaimer that participation in the project should not be inferred as an endorsement of any particular digital currency and that they're not promoting any new system. There are projects involving England, Sweden, Singapore, Israel, Switzerland, and many, many other countries. And while digital currencies are inevitable, we can influence politicians to protect citizens' privacy, which unfortunately is being eroded with each incremental step in technology. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.